This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good, pretty good. In sunny Cape Town, it is beautiful down here, even if it is hot.
So we've just heard from our sports guy. He was kind of trying to boast, and I was just thinking, nothing is more unpredictable than Cape Town weather, that is for sure. Tell me, what is the most prominent story on your mybroadband.co.za website this afternoon?
Well, I guess it depends, which things you want to talk about. I wrote a article about the digital migration, disappointed, it's not in multi-choice, but in the situation in general. So, for whatever reason, one of my colleagues was on the GoTV website recently and it's completely broken. The coverage map is broken. The TV guide is blank. And if you go to the self-service portal, you get a service error. And this was just to me such an apt metaphor for the whole digital TV situation in South Africa, that I wrote an article about it, gave like a whole breakdown of the history, which I'm not going to bore people with right now. But the bottom line is, this is an extremely important thing, because the migration of South Africa's TV signals, it's terrestrial TV signals. So everybody with a satellite dish who gets their TV over DSTV or similar service, this doesn't really affect you. But it certainly did affect a large proportion of South Africa's poorer households, who do not have satellite TV. And the analog TV transmissions that South Africa is still stuck on use up valuable radio frequency spectrum that we could be using for 4G and 5G rather. And so, yeah, it's really disheartening in a way, to know the history that since 2010, we've had this problem with the digital TV migration in South Africa. It was meant to happen in 2011. We're now looking at January 2022, 11 years late for the analog to digital migration to be finished. And it is too little, too late, because the fact is that digital terrestrial television is a white elephant now, because the future is streaming. We know it. And so all that money that was invested in the system is now utterly wasted. And it's just, as I said, it's such a metaphor for my total disappointment in our government, who have dragged their feet so long because of, whatever self-interest was at play here. I described it as a total and utterly inexcusable failure brought about by greed, corruption, incompetence, and cadre deployment. And so mercifully, it won't do anything to the spectrum as long as the spectrum gets released eventually. But I mean, we could have had the spectrum for 11 years now and we haven't. So that's all that opportunity cost is wasted.
It's just interesting.
All the money.
Yeah, it's interesting listening to you. I happened to be in Australia from 2008 to 2013. Halfway through that time, this migration happened. It happened painlessly, faultlessly, and with no angst at all. It was seamless.
Right. And it could have been the situation in South Africa as well. And that's part of what my article bemoans, is that honestly, it could have been just such a seamless, painless change. But instead, a whole bunch of interests got involved. So firstly, back in 2010, all the work leading up to that, right? So there was a whole bunch of work that had been done since 2001 to prepare South Africa for digital network or digital TV, in time for the Soccer World Cup, really is what the goal was. You know, when we won the bid for the FIFA World Cup, we just said, okay, great. This is a good deadline to aim for, to switch our digital TV on for. And I think we were actually broadcasting digital by then, but there was zero uptake in the technology by the time the FIFA World Cup was on, which is fine, whatever. By 2011, we were supposed to switch everything over from analog to digital. And then one DG, Director General, who is now the director of a private company somewhere, lent out her ears to Brazil, or whoever her superiors were who lent their ears out to Brazil. And Brazil came to South Africa and said, hey, you know what? You should be looking at this other standard for digital TV called ISDBT. It's a Japanese standard. We had adopted the European standard, DVB, and said, yeah, you should look at this standard, and then we can exchange, you know, some trade and whatever. But really what Brazil wanted to do was expand their own digital TV ecosystem for a standard that wasn't widely adopted, so that they, and so that they could sell us their middleware for the standard. And,
Everybody's got their interest.
Exactly. Right. But now you think, okay, cool. You know, we right the ship. We're back on DVB-T. And so with the best intentions, the minister at the time, Roy Padiachi, said, we're going to switch to the newest standard, DVB-T2. What he didn't perhaps realize was that that meant a whole bunch of other supporting standards had, like for a decoder like set-top boxes, had to be redone. And that opened the door for a acrimonious fight between DSTV and ETV and other special interests over encryption. And instead of our government showing some backbone and saying, fine, you know, whichever one of you wants to drag us to court, drag us to court. But we're going to now see this thing through, and it's going to be done within 2 years. Finish and klar. No, they try to keep everybody happy. And in that, in so doing, nothing happens. And that's just part of the equation. The other part of the equation, obviously, is a lot of greed and special interests and corruption, at play here, trying to tug the strings of government officials to go one way or the other on the encryption issue. And so there was this constant flip-flopping, pro-encryption, anti-encryption. The SABC got into MultiChoice's pocket because of a commercial agreement between the two. And here we are, 2022, 11 years late, and it has not happened. And no one will notice if it happens now.
Exactly. Roland saying, yeah, well, whatever is touched by the ANC ends up a mess up. What do you expect? I kind of think there must be many people who have that sort of similar idea. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. Jan, thank you for the input.